This is episode 1141. Welcome to the Daily Meditation Podcast. I honor you for what you're doing for yourself this week as we explore simplicity. In each episode this week, you've been exploring different meditation techniques to help you simplify your life, and you've had a challenge, a more unusual challenge than I normally offer you each week. And the challenge is to do a volunteer hardship, and that is something that you do that contributes not only to simplifying your life in some way, but also to helping the greater good. That being said, don't be afraid of this challenge. It doesn't mean you have to do something grueling. It simply means to stretch yourself a little. For example, I've heard from people who are doing a challenge where they reach out and say hello and get to know someone who previously maybe seemed to zap their energy or really maybe get on their nerves. And so they've been stretching themselves to get to know this person on a different level. So that is something that you can do to simplify your life because it releases negative thoughts about the person that you may have been thinking. And it also reaches out and helps to establish a nice connection with this person. People are picking up litter. They are releasing items in their home, giving them away, donating them, all kinds of things, even cooking for their neighbors or giving meals to someone they know who's really too busy to cook. So this is a great way for you to simplify your life and to give back. Now, I want to share with you what the technique is today. And the technique is going to be a simplicity meditation where you layer several of the techniques we've explored throughout this series into one meditation. So you can see how you can layer the techniques. And I'm also going to share with you the benefits of red clover tea, because I share an herb with you each week. In fact, very soon I'm launching an herbal tea subscription box where you can subscribe and you receive herbal teas. So I'm putting it together. I'm getting the boxes I ordered, the packaging, the labels, and the teas, and I'll be launching that within the month. So you can look for that. I'll let you know where to find it. And this will go along with a meditation app that I'm releasing. So you get a true Sip and Om experience. Sip and Om is the name of my website. I've had the Om part for quite a while, and now I'm finally going to be adding the Sip part. So that is something I'm excited about sharing with you. So why don't we start off with the herb, and then I'll guide you into the technique. And I haven't introduced you, in case you're new here. I'm Mary Meckley, and I share a brand new meditation technique every day on the podcast. The techniques are always customized around the theme we're exploring. So as I mentioned this week, it's all about simplicity. So the herb is red clover. What can red clover do for you? If you are female, you will love red clover because it's shown that many types of osteoporosis or bone loss is associated with ovarian hormone deficiency at menopause. And when you consume diets high in levels of phytoestrogenic isoflavones, that's a mouthful, that this can help lower the incidence of osteoporosis and other menopausal complications such as hot flashes, and red clover helps to contribute to benefiting you. So this is a great herb for females. Now, this is also an herb that may help you with your heart health. It's shown that it can help with cholesterol and triglycerides. And this herb can also help you to sleep better and to reduce inflammation, especially of your joints. So this herb may benefit you. As always, you want to check with your healthcare provider to make sure any herb you take is going to benefit you and not harm you in any way, especially if you take medications or you're pregnant or nursing. And don't give herbs to children without checking with their healthcare provider. That being said, don't be afraid of the herbs. When you find out an herb will not harm you, then go ahead and see how it can benefit you. So now, settle yourself into your meditation. And I'm going to let you know the technique you can do in your own meditation today. We did the affirmation, I am enough. Repeat this affirmation, I am enough. I am enough. You can repeat it out loud or silently, mentally to yourself. And as you do the meditation, you could do the mudra we did this week. The mudra helps you to cultivate inner strength and resolve and to reduce fear. This mudra also helps boost your body's immunity. It's the Ramara Mudra. To do it, you hold your hands with your palms upward. You curl your index finger into touch the base of your thumb. Do this with both hands. And then touch your thumb to the outside side of your middle finger, stretching out your little finger and your ring finger. So you're curling your index finger in to touch the base of your thumb. And then with your thumb, you're touching the outside of your middle finger. And then your little finger and your ring finger are extended outward. Do this mudra for as long as you feel comfortable doing so. Relaxing your hands in your lap when you feel ready to release it. And as you're holding the mudra, mentally repeating, I am enough. Inhale through your nose. And as you inhale, mentally repeat, I am. Bringing your breath inward and upward. And when you're holding that pause between the inhale and the exhale, mentally repeat, enough. And as you exhale, guide your breath smoothly, evenly out through your nose, not letting your breath rush out, letting it flow out gently through your nose, and feeling relaxation course throughout your whole body. Mentally repeating, I am enough. Again, inhale through your nose, bringing your breath inward and upward. Inhaling through your nose. mentally repeating, I am. And when you hold that pause between the inhale and exhale, mentally repeat to yourself another quality that you are. I am love. I am kind. I am creative. Whatever you are, mentally repeat it as you hold that pause between the inhale and exhale. And when you feel ready to release your breath, exhale through your nose, feeling tension release, filling your body with relaxation. Beautiful. Do this breathing technique again several times, mentally repeating what you are. And if you'd like to be guided in full 30-minute meditations, I invite you to my website at sipandom.com, where you can try for 2 weeks absolutely free a subscription site, which is very soon to become an app. And there you get access immediately to over 1,000 guided half-hour meditations, where you could break off at the 15-minute point, so you can meditate for however long you want. And you get a journal customized for that weekly series. So this week it's a simplicity journal. You also get a guide with all the techniques for each week's series organized nicely for you. Again, that's at sipandom.com. As you meditate, meditate just to the point where you could go a little bit longer, always ending your meditation on a high note. And remember, you are so worth slowing down for.